Peggy, it seems as if in the last few weeks we've had nothing but pirate people on this program. Last Friday night when we did it from Navy Pier, you know, right off of there, we had Hugh Downs, and then Ava Gabor was with us on the same bill, and Hans Conried, who's also in town.
What was Hugh doing out here?
He was going through on a vacation. He was on his way to, I think, a ranch in Denver, and he stopped off.
My husband's in Denver.
Your husband's in Denver. What's he doing in Denver?
I'd like to know. I would. Gee, there are a lot of night people here, aren't they? Go home. It's late.
Look at this audience, would you see? I think they're waiting.
It's marvelous.
It's so. How do you find, I've asked about everybody who's been on the show and there have been a succession of them, how do you find Jack Parr? How do you get along with Jack?
I get along great with him.
It's pretty apparent when we watch you, you know, but I mean, you know, there have been so many things said about Jack. He's a tough taskmaster. He's super sensitive. He gets mad at the press. He's fighting the world. And what about this? What's your reaction?
Well, he never gets mad at me, and I've never seen him get mad at anybody else. You know, the nights that I'm on, he's always nice.
Yeah, he's very nice. He's
I thought nice. Newsweek took a terrible blast at him.
Well, he certainly answered back in kind, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, well, he was right. They interviewed me for 2 hours, and I said nice things, and then I pick up the thing, and wow, blast, blast.
Well, in other words, you would think you were misquoted, too, huh?
No, they didn't quote me at all.
Well.
I mean, that's fame. They just left me out.
They didn't even put you into it. I think I read the piece, but I rather skimmed through it when I did, and... Jack seemed to think it was a very unfair evaluation.
Oh, it wasn't a good piece. It was bad. Didn't you think?
No, I didn't think so. You know, as they say, if they write about you, it was interesting, and a lot of people read it. I don't think it hurt him in any way. I think he was
listen,
too sensitive.
The picture on the cover was nice. Not as nice as the picture on this cover.
Look at that one, Jay.
Look at that.
Look at, yeah, well, this is, yeah, this is something. What is
wow.
this?
Wow.
That's
Arthur Lyman, who's coming up very shortly here, yeah.
I mean, that's ready to frame for, that's the cover of Playboy right there.
No, you that's know that. The return of Chan right there, if he takes a shot of it.
Yeah, we're liable to, you know, Chan, there's a local announcer here on WMAQ NBC, who was bounced this week, you know, because he had an open mic and he thought it was closed and he said a naughty word and they caught up and went out over the whole...
Chan, what was it, a Chinese announcer?
Well, yeah, he is somewhat. It's true. His name is Gus Chan, Charlie Chan, they call him. It's true. He's a real nice guy, and I think it was very unfair. We hope he gets his job back, most of us.
Oh, he didn't know that he was being overheard?
He was leaving the microphone. He'd made an introduction, and all of a sudden, some engineer pulled a switch or turned a knob, and the mic was open, and he said something that he would, you know, you'd say in private, not over before radio station, and boom, that was the end of it for Chan.
I bet they got a lot of calls. People laugh like anything when something goes wrong, and they think, oh, boy, is that funny. Then they call up the network and say, how dare you put that on the air?
That's right, that's
it's very hypocritical.
Well, because, look, on the Parr Show, for instance, I mean, they're always constantly, you know, oh, there we go, boy, that's fine. Fellas,
I don't need any critics here.
Stop. No, on the Parr Show, you know, there's a lot of talk about some of the off-color material, and I wonder if it's contrived or if it just sort of happened.
No, it always happens by mistake. I've done it myself, and I didn't mean it to come out that way. I swear, I'm a nice girl. My mother would hit me. You know, but there it is. It comes out double. It's because it's late at night, I think.
Well, now, we're late at night, and I don't know, once in a while I guess something slips out. I guess it happens. Doesn't Walt, do you think we do that?
I can't remember anything like that. His program is impeccable. Quiet, but impeccable.
Yeah, dull, but impeccable. Yeah, that's right.
When I was up in the control room, I thought this show had sort of the quality of a telethon.
Oh, boy.
No, I like
you
it.
You mean in longevity? Or
no, it's brisk. You're on and you're off.
That's right. We sort of move, at least. You can't say we sit here very long. This is right. One person after another...
You had some very good people. I was so surprised, and the control was like, you know, stars.
Oh, yeah. Every week we, you know, come through with something.
Should have brought my autograph book.
It's true. Well, let's get to the plug for you, because I know you're
yes,
in town.
Yes, I'm appearing at the Tent House Theater in Highland Park, Illinois, a short run from wherever you are, even if you're in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. There are lots of trees and empty seats. Do come.
when do you open, Peg?
When do I open?
Tell me.
I open.
When did you open? This
last,
is not my night.
I opened last Monday in the round.
In the round?
Yeah.
Well,
it was a switch for a square like me, but there it was. The people are all around you.
Well, you've got another whole week to go, so
yes.
I mean, we're not too late.
And then
know,
seats aren't, as a matter of fact, we were all sold out tonight.
I heard you were.
And then the rains
I
came.
I didn't even know you opened, but I heard you were.
It's very nice up there. Lots of trees.
Oh, it's
boy.
A very fine theater, it is. And Herb Rogers is a wonderful guy to get along with.
Yes, very
and
easy.
That's true, yeah.
I like it. Lots of a print eye running around.
I know the play. It's Born Yesterday in a darn
yes. Bar. And I had my hair made pink today. Do you think it looks okay?
I think it looks beautiful. Wally, don't you agree?
Is this the set?
Is this the set? Well, the rain took the set out, but it didn't take the color out.
Oh.
The color was only put in there at 4 o'clock this afternoon, so it wouldn't expect to go so
looks,
soon.
Looks very elegant. Well,
I'm so sore. I went water skiing. I can hardly move.
Where, in Lake Michigan? Did you
yes.
Can't move anywhere.
I mean, I can hardly walk.
I'm with you.
Had you done much of this before?
No, they said, oh, it's so easy.
The first time?
No, I've done it once before, but then I got up and said, it's so easy, and I'm there, and I thought, well, okay, I've done it, stop. And they kept going for like 20 minutes. And my dear, my back is like an accordion.
The hardest thing is the water when you come down to it.
Listen, the water's much harder here.
It's harder than the iron.
No, because it's choppy, and you keep doing this.
It's
I don't
a windy
like
day,
that.
You know. It's a, but
I finally fell. I said I was just, you know, a little tired, and I thought I had a fall. I couldn't stay up any longer. My legs were shaking. I'm not an athlete.
But you're going at it as if you were.
Yeah,
this
well,
is for sure.
No more, no more.
I just want to mention something else. You won the Antoinette Perry Award, didn't you? And I think everybody should remember
but
that.
But I lost a rather important award
well,
this year.
Well, that was for Annie Mame. I wanted to get that in. What was that? Oh, yes, the same role, the same only in the movie version of
yeah,
Annie Mame.
Yeah, but they gave it to an English lady, Wendy Hiller.
Yeah, I know. I think you should have won that.
Bye, American.
I felt that right along. You should have won that. I really
oh,
did.
No, I didn't. I didn't even think I had a chance of winning it. Maybe next year.
Well, what's
the
coming...
The foreigners are taking over. Ingemar Johansson and, you know, I don't know.
That's right. You're very right, Peg. You know, one other thing we better mention. You're going to be doing something around here starting next week. You're going to be subbing for Fran Allison on WGN-TV in the morning.
Yes. Oh, they're fools to let me do that.
I think they're smart. They're very smart.
For an hour every morning.
An hour every morning.
Yes.
I guess you start Tuesday. Well,
Tuesday.
Don't you? Don McNeil's going to do it Monday. Fran's having surgery, unfortunately.
Gee, she's nice.
Grand gal she is. She's wonderful. And, of course, Peggy will be on WGN-TV subbing for Fran.
I'll give you all my recipes. The recipe for the dry martini.
A typical woman's morning show. That's it. It'll be a very fine thing. Well, Peg, now that you've done a week of Born Yesterday at Tent House Theater, and where have I been? Here I am back, and good to be with you. We want to urge everybody certainly to get out there in the evening and
Highland Park, Illinois, a short hop from wherever you are.
Tent House Theater, Born Yesterday, and on WGN-TV every morning starting Tuesday. Peggy Cass, a grand gal, let's give her a...